This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Want to tell everybody we kind of do a short segment this today. We finish off at 5:30 and be pregame between LSU and Auburn, and then tip off at 6 p.m. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Evan Pelt, publisher of The Rebel Walk. Evelyn, thanks so much for joining us. And had a little bit of news broke this morning. You and I were texting one another over the weekend about it. When exactly? I told you, it's not going to be too much longer. I knew it was going to be pretty sharp period of time before he made that decision. The one thing that comes out of this, I think, is obvious for me. They'll say all the right things. It'll be an open competition. But Walker Howard ain't going to Ole Miss to be no backup. He's going to Ole Miss to be the starter. Bottom line.
Well, you're right. And first off, thank you for having me. I'm always so excited to get to be here with y'all. And yeah, I mean, you gave me great info on Walker, and certainly everybody in Ole Miss world is super excited to have him. But you're right. I mean, for a kid who grew up in Louisiana and is a legacy with the daddy who played there and has a girlfriend there and loves LSU, he is not leaving to come sit on the bench. He's certainly not leaving to come and, you know, be a scout team quarterback. I mean, I think he's going to be in it to win it. And I think he's got, you know, as you've given me a lot of info about him, I think he's got a lot of fantastic skills where he's going to give whoever else is there, Jackson Dart and potentially maybe Spencer Sanders, a run for their money.
Yeah, I know Bob wants to ask you about Spencer Sanders. How does that affect him?
Yeah, does he still want to go to Ole Miss? Or he's welcoming the competition? Because he's not chopped liver. I think
you first team all Big 12? And you put up the numbers you did at Oklahoma State?
Yeah, the odd man out.
It looks to be Dart.
Yeah, Dart. Yes. I think he'll transfer.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. I think there are a lot of people that are starting to think that. You know, it's one thing if you bring in Walker Howard and you bring in – there was some talk for a little while that Mike Wright from Vandy might come. Well, Mike Wright wasn't going to beat out either of those. But you bring in a Spencer Sanders who has 1 year of eligibility remaining and has been a four-year starter at Oklahoma State. Like you said, he's not coming to sit on the bench either. So I think that there are a lot of people who are starting to think that, you know, they would not be shocked if Jackson entered the transfer portal. Now, that being said, I think we're so late in the game. I think the portal closed today. So I think what would happen is, you know, if I'm Jackson, compete in the spring, you know, compete your butt off against Walker, against, you know, whoever is there, and just kind of let the chips fall where they may.
Now, I still hope he ends up at Alabama.
Yeah, well,
Jackson. No, because that could potentially happen.
Yeah.
Come the spring, that, you know, hey, man, Alabama, none of those guys stood out. I'm going there, even if it's a one and done for Sanders.
Yeah, to have that opportunity. Now, Eve, what is your take on going forward? Obviously, I think everyone thinks Lane Kiffin is the guy to take Ole Miss to that next level. But I was, like, surprised when you look at, like, the SEC championship and Mississippi State's been there, Arkansas has been there, Missouri. But the Rebels have not been in an SEC championship game. Is that one goal you think, what Coach Kiffin, that we got to at least get there and represent? And obviously the expanded playoffs, when that all comes about, then you look how tough the SEC West is. But do you think that's in their future, that they'll be in the SEC championship?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know. I know that's certainly one of Lane Kiffin's goals. I mean, I don't think you can come in and talk about, you know, pro mindset and do some of the things he's doing without having that be your ultimate goal. And I think he's really doing, you know, if you'd have asked me at the beginning, you know, January 1, how is the roster rebuild going after, you know, losing everybody that Ole Miss loses? And I would have been a little bit nervous. But sitting here today on January 18th, I think a lot of people feel a lot better about things. And I know Suntarian Perkins, you know, five-star linebacker who's coming in. The Rebels are really, you know, I just think Lane Kiffin is up in his recruiting game. I'm seeing, you know, some quality players, portal, high school one, signed a small high school class, but a talented one. I just think that's absolutely his goal, and you're right. I mean, they have not been there. So that's something. When you're making $9 million a year now,
yeah,
your coach is
you
making –
you better get you there.
That's right. Your coach is getting paid an awful lot of money. So I think a lot of people are going to start expecting even more results.
One of the things, too, is them going out and get Pete Golding. And I told you right off the bat, what this means, they'll have a lot more Louisiana players at Ole Miss. Because I know where Pete Golding goes fishing, so to speak, for players, and it's in Louisiana. It is what it is. The fact that, you know, he got a lot of criticism at Alabama. He really did. Got a lot there. But if he's not running Nick Saban's defense, he wouldn't have lasted as long as he did there. You know, Nick was going to get involved. And is always involved because that's his wheelhouse on defense. That's his wheelhouse. Your thoughts on Golding now taking over on the defensive side of the football?
I tell you, I think honestly, it's funny. I think it's just, you know, how you look at it. It's all relative. I think that the Ole Miss defense this last season really struggled at times. In 2022, I think they gave up 387.8 total yards a game, 25.5 points per game, which I think is still fewer than they had given up in the recent past. So Golding's going to have his work cut out for him. But I do think one thing that's going to be interesting is Chris Partridge, the defensive coordinator before Golding, he had always run a four-man front everywhere he was. This is what Kiffin wanted run when we switched to the, you know, 3-2-6, you know, whatever, drop eight, whatever. And I think Golding is going to have autonomy over this defense. I don't think Pete Golding is leaving and coming to Ole Miss without having complete autonomy over it. So I think that's going to be interesting. But I think, you know, again, about it all being relative, you know, you look at the numbers at Alabama. I mean, even in his, you know, so-called not so great years, those numbers, those defensive numbers, rankings in the nation still look a lot better than what they've looked at Ole Miss.
Well, I would say really, really good. Your thoughts on how Lane has handled the kind of aftershocks? There was no doubt that he was flirting with the Auburn job. I think no matter what he says, that was some flirtation. It might not have been him, but his agent can do it. And that came off bad, and just the way the season ended for Ole Miss, where, man, they just sort of floundered a little bit down the stretch. I think that goes through a football team or any team. I think it goes through them. How has he handled that? Because I know he's taken a lot of criticism about it, how he in general has handled it. But now, you know, you can't stay on the front page forever. I had a guy I used to work for. He's like, Mike, no matter how bad it is, you can't stay on the front page forever. You're going to be on page 25 or page 30 eventually. That he's moved on from that, and it seemingly looks as though from how he's been able to finish in the transfer portal and at the end with the high school recruits, that he's done a pretty good job of doing the best he could at that point in time where he was getting a lot of criticism.
Absolutely. And I know one of my friends had interviewed Athletic Director Keith Carter a week or so ago. We've got one coming up with him. And, you know, Keith was pretty blunt about it. I mean, he basically said, you know, Lane has some amends to make with the fan base just over how that whole Auburn thing went down. And it did, you know, whether it was perception or reality, I agree with you. You know, there was so much confusion and is he going, is he staying, that I do think it permeated some things and caused some unnecessary distractions. That being said, nothing succeeds like success. And I think Lane, you know, a lot is forgiving. Rebel fans, I always find, are very forgiving. And I think if Lane comes in and they have a good year, I think, you know, all will be forgiven. And to be honest, everyone I've talked to is so ecstatic about getting a player of the caliber of Walker Howard in at quarterback that already I'm not even really hearing much about the Lane Kiffin in Auburn and such like that. So I think it'll die down.
Eve, thanks so much for joining us. We got a short show tonight, but we appreciate your insights, and you always do a great job. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Eve Van Pelt, a publisher of The Rebel Walk, and certainly the big news today, Walker Howard heading to Ole Miss. And can Walker now attract maybe some receivers after the spring session through the transfer portal to go to Ole Miss?
Well, the way I look at it, why wouldn't Lane Kiffin entertain Auburn? Auburn Tigers have won national championships.
And Florida, they got people that count a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nothing against Ole Miss, but like I said, Ole Miss has not been even in the SEC championship. And Auburn's won national championships.
I get it. But again, everybody thinks their domain's better than everybody else.
Well, the Ole Miss fans want to win more than the Egg Bowl. Then when you don't win the Egg Bowl, it's like, what?
We'll be back with finishing it off here on Sports Talk in the Big 870 right after this break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.